OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the eBuzz. Okay, it looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with our sound bites. It's all to the good. We'll definitely keep it moving. This is your girl, Carla B. This is the early show, y'all, the eBuzz, and we have a very exciting show lined up. On the red sofa, we'll be speaking with author of R. Kelly's expose, if you will, Demetrius Smith Sr. He actually wrote The Man Up. He wrote The Man Behind the Man, Looking from the Inside Out, and that is supposedly the expose of R. Kelly. So we're going to definitely be talking to him, and it's going to definitely be an exciting show. Definitely an exciting show. Stay tuned, y'all. I guess it is. And besides having author Demetrius Smith Sr. On the show tonight, and he's not just an author, he's a man of many talents. But besides that, you know, we got to feature some hot new music. We'll definitely be featuring some music by hot new conscious hip-hop artists, as it is, as well as hip-hop pop star Element of Desire. So y'all definitely going to be getting some special treats from those two ladies. First up, though, we're going to feature, as it is, her track, title track, Industry Influence. Check it out.
This is a Team Tough Guns production.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark. From the phony, covered in baloney, from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters. As it is in the hizzy, and if you say you're too busy, post that, who's coming with me? I'm sitting pretty, captain of the ship, saving MCs in every single city. I hear them yelling out, please, and it's false to pity. Disconnected, your soul is injected with a virus called being neglected. You're infected, but let me play the doctor for a second, letting you know how it feels to teach these aggressors a lesson. My pen is my weapon, as it is deception. I suggest you keep on stepping out the same window you crept in, armed with the torchlight, like in the south, sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours, better than anything else to open up doors to knowledge. Let it flow through your veins, this flowistic plane.
Put
come
on. Petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark, saving MCs from the phony, covered in baloney, from the industry that left them so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters.
I'm bringing substance, fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is and as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. To flow on a different par, and I don't need a plastic car to ride around in. To let them know I'm a superstar. Chain and the glamour, the glitz and the demeanor. Short bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound. My family like the
Yo. That was, as it is. She's actually one of my PR clients. She's doing some big things. We're actually coordinating right now the South Africa Conscious Music Tour. It's going to be really exciting, and that's something that she's going to be headlining, so we're really excited about that. Stay tuned to EOTM Blog for all that great information on all the great stuff with As It Is. And back to the man of the hour, so to speak. As I stated at the top of the show, I will be talking with Demetrius Smith Sr. He wrote the book, The Man Behind the Man, Looking from the Inside Out. And it was a book in regards to his experiences with singing sensation, the man that we all know, R. Kelly. And with that, I want to formally introduce and welcome, if I could do that at this time, definitely welcome and bring on Demetrius Smith Sr. Welcome to the E-Buzz.
Hey, Eagles, what's going on, man? Thank you for inviting me, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I always say man, because I see everything in a whole, and I apologize for saying man to a woman, but you know, after meeting you, that's all. I saw all women, so I'm going to have to discipline myself with that as well, okay? My apologies.
I can dig it.
Right.
Don't trip. I can dig it. I definitely can. So this is the thing. Before we even dive into our interview, Demetrius, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, you know, I'm pretty much, man, it's in my book, you know. I come up with Kelly, man. You know, when I started singing, I was out there singing with him. I'm 11 years older than him, so I was singing when I met him. And I had a band. I was out there touring. I was doing some touring. And when I saw him, this kid had it all, man. This kid had it all. And it's like, I saw myself like, damn, but he had it all. I'm talking about Robert was like right there. And then this boy still got it. He's still awesome. But at the same time, you know, I took him to my family members. You know, my family had I had a celebrity in my family. And I took it to him, and they were supposed to be supporting me with it. And, you know, I went through some changes with that, but all the way, I stuck with him all the way through everything, and, you know, and helping to mold him as well, you know, because, you know, I did a little bit of that myself, you know, so.
Right, so, okay, so, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, it's been about me with music all the time, you know, that was a way to keep me out of trouble all the time, and even when I was in trouble, I was into music, so, you know. Talent development, that was all I saw. I saw flashing lights. You know, that's what I love, music. So, you know,
okay.
I devoted myself into that with him. You know, I sacrificed my career. I say sacrifice to a sin, but I'm not throwing blame on him for that sacrifice. But at the same time, I did. I stepped out of my own thing to help him all the way with his. And all the way through his was just bullshit, man. And, you know, I'm just going to keep it real. You know, it was just bullshit. But at the same time, we're growing, and I'm still holding on in there. And that's what my book entails. It tells a story about that, you know, going through the, you know, touring with them, and, you know, Leah situation, all kind of stuff, man, you know.
Okay.
All kind of stuff in there, man.
Well, I want to really say really quick, Demetrius,
mm-hmm.
really quickly, just to interject, I know I don't think that we gave you all the complete house rules, but you know, even though this is internet radio, this show is a family show, so just be mindful as to the length. Appreciate it. But I do know that this topic is...
I apologize to all the family listeners, too, man. But, you know, I apologize for that as well. But I'm keeping it real, too. But I do apologize for that. But I will refrain from that as well.
Okay. Well, definitely, I know that this is something passionate to you. And the question that I have presented to you was just to share with them a little bit about you when you did that. Your background, you were a singer. Okay. So, all right. So you're a singer. So, and you were part of R. Kelly's camp for years. And I'm trying to paint the picture, Demetrius, because, you know, for those listeners who haven't read the book. So we got to kind of paint
I was
a picture
Kelly's
about.
His personal assistant. Yeah, I was his personal assistant, his tour manager. I was his protege all the way through. You know, all the beginning, you know, for the first 13 years of his career was me, before he even made it. So, you know, That boy is exciting all the way through.
Yeah, so for the first 13 years of R. Kelly's career, you were all that. So considering you had a, you played a big, big part in his career, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the R. Kelly camp behind this book, The Man Behind the Man?
Well, you know, I was up in Chicago, about a month ago, and, I've seen all his family. You know, I've seen his brothers, and I didn't see his sister, but his brothers. You know, I got their support, you know. So, you know, Robert hasn't, I haven't touched bases with Robert at all, you know. I mean, it's the truth, you know. It's a story about me, you know. You asked me things about myself, you know. I was a singer, but I did a lot of things, you know. It's a lot of things in that book, man. You know, it's an autobiography, man. But it's an autobiography, and it's a walkthrough. I had to be sit down to do this, you know.
I'm sure you did. And I know some of the things that I read in the book, I guess I probably knew, I heard way back when, but I totally completely forgot. So when the part about when they said that he couldn't read or write at the beginning of his career, I was like, wow. But I can remember hearing that like years ago. So
That's old news.
Right.
That's old news, but we got a lot of people out there that just going through some problems like that. It's not. I don't throw blame on none of that. We have to help that, and that's what we did. I didn't see nobody misusing him, and Robert was he wanted to, but you know he just had something else going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
We don't know what we'd be going through to be the way we be, but you know.
Right. That the cover of your book is kind of funny. It kind of shows a different part of R. Kelly that a lot of us haven't seen. It's like the funny guy. He's just the goofball, and that's what that cover of the book. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. Just seeing that, I'm like, okay. Just seeing R. Kelly on stage and his professionalism and the way he speaks. That's so funny. I just love seeing that picture. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Robert. Well, you know, that was at the time. You know, in the early days, see, Rob, we used to go out. We used to go to all the places, man, just to get some bucks, man. We used to go. I used to take them to hotels. I used to take them to my friends' barbecues, and I used to take them out to Harvey, Illinois. And we used to just roll. And everywhere we go, he's singing. Everywhere he go, we singing. It's, you know, and doing that, man, he was funny like that. He got out there and. You know, I mean, this dude, he was just, you're talking about that picture, man. So, you know, my mind is so many miles away on something else right now I was thinking about and going back into that place, you know, because it takes
me
back to that place. And, you know, so. Right. Back in then, we was having a lot of fun. It was just the opening. It was the opening. That was the first, that was right after he signed the Jive Records. That was the first day down there. That funny, that picture
came
like that. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. So let me ask you this, because I know I felt a lot of different things as reading the book, and I hadn't completed it entirety, but I do like it. I really did. It definitely had me turning the pages. But one thing that I just felt a little bit funny about was just the way he was portrayed, as far as being such a selfish person. So talk to us about that R. Kelly.
Wow, you got it first, don't you? You want it all. No, I mean, you know, Rob was selfish, you know. He was selfish to us, you know. And it's like, it's you know, man, it was just, you have to write a book, man. That's all I can say. You have to finish the book. Because I want to take you far as you've been, you know,
right.
Because it's in there. And you know.
Everybody
used to say, I took him to a barbecue with me one time. Just to give you this, I took him to a barbecue with me one time to my family house, right? And my uncle, man, he like sets it out, man. Bam, we don't spend no money or nothing. But we just, you know, got with me, him, Larry, Tori, all of us, Miles. We just rolled on out to my uncle's house, had a barbecue with our friends. And it was all set out before we left, you know. Rob always just like, he cuffed everything, and he cuffed all the barbecue in a bag, and he thought that nobody see him. You know, I said, that right, why you steal barbecue, man? He thought it was funny shit like that. Now, you're talking about selfish to me because he didn't have to do that. You know, and I got to say
maybe,
that because he did that in my
maybe
family.
Maybe he was
see,
just
so,
hungry or
yeah.
something.
No, that's just little, that's little stuff. That's little bitty stuff like that. But it's other things, man. It's just like I didn't take it to deepness, but it's not to. I'm not trying to dig in the pain. I'm not trying to do that, man. I'm just trying to see. I have to look inside myself to fix some things in order to not. It's a whole lot of things going on that we have to look into. So I'm not like trying to throw blame in there, but you know, I told some things in the book, and then as you go on. And the questions come on, then yeah, we can come. You asking questions is like going to take me into the book, you know.
I mean,
and,
yeah, because I mean, of course, I know we don't want to really get deep into it, but just you know, just touching on
the book
some
is
things.
Deep. I'm just say that the book is deep. The book is deep, and you know.
Well, speaking
that's
of the
just
book,
how I see it
speaking
with
of
us,
the
you
book.
Know.
Another book, and that's not getting too deep to tell the whole story. I'm going to ask you. So, what was your? I mean, so what do you expect? What do you want people to get from the book?
I want us to look at. So I see something in that book. It's like if you look at the picture on the book, man. It's like I want them to get a sense of duty, a sense of duty. You see, and duty includes honor, respect. Love, you see, and that's what we're missing in so many places, you see, and we can fix that, but we can't fix it unless we fix it together, see, and that's what I want the book to be able to, because it was, I told you I had to be sat down to do that, so it's bigger than me, and it's bigger than Robert, you see, because the man behind the man, it's just big, the book just opened up my eyes to some things in the book, also, it took me inside someplace, and then it just people that have read it that have told me, you know, it gives you something to think about, and you know, I just want to be able to open up and plant a seed that's been planted. And I don't know, man. I want to be useful. I want to be able to help people, man. You know, and what I go through with myself is just a whole another picture, man. And it takes you deep, and it takes you into another frame of mind. And as I walk and I see these streets like this, that same frame of mind exists all around me, you see. And but I can see, you know, it's just, that book is deep.
Yeah, it is deep. And one thing that I do want to let people know is definitely, it's definitely deep. And I'm reading the back cover of it, and you're saying that those left offended should consider this one question, have you thought of me? I think that right there is powerful in its own self right there.
Because we all do things. We all work with people, and we don't really look at the person, man. We look at, I mean, we all servants. We all are, and we do. I came from a place where we walk with honor. We walk with that, you know. I came from a place where, man, when you listened, you see, and when disrespect came up, We stood on something that was right. See, it's another book that's coming out too. I ain't gonna even tell you about that book.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna even take you to that level either. But you know, it's a level thing.
Wow, that's definitely deep. Well, we're gonna take a commercial break, but before we do, I want you to give the people something to be doing while we're listening to some music by Element of Desire. Share with our listeners where they can find the man behind the man.
Or you can go to Amazon.com. You know, you can put in The Man Behind the Man, Demetrius Smith. Or you can just put in my name, Demetrius Smith Sr., and it'll pop up the book, you know. Yeah.
That's what's that.
That's pretty much where it's at. It's on that. And then you can go to Kindle.com, and you can read the first two chapters for free, even if you want to, you know, if it want to inspire you to, you know, want to get into the book. But, yeah, you can go to Kindle.com and Amazon.com. And I appreciate you listeners for listening to me, man. You know, and when you read the book, I really like to hear your views.
Right. Well, definitely. Hold tight, Demetrius. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick song break. We're going to play called Radar Detector by Element of Desire. Hold tight, y'all.
for me, you's about to cry. Oh, I'm 180, cylinder six, platinum plus fine, and if I control the stick, that's wrong if you hit the road with me. If you want a lower level, go back home to mommy. I'm past the limit, under it all. Watch me smoke like the guy. In the no more race, it's speed versus time. If you roll up next to me, and then it's dangerous time.
We're back. This is your girl Carla B holding down my eBuzz show, and we're talking with Demetrius Smith Sr. He's the author of The Man Behind the Man, Looking from the Inside Out. Welcome back to the show, Demetrius.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, eBuzz.
No problem. So we got a couple callers. So we're going to go to the phone lines right now, and we're going to unmute a young lady by the name of Teresa. Welcome to the show. You're live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing
hey,
good.
Teresa.
How you doing, Teresa?
I'm trying to make it out here, Teresa. That's all. What's going on?
Okay, I wanted to ask. Yeah, I read some of it so far, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. I wanted to ask you, in the book that I remember that you said you was getting paid $150 a week.
Yeah, I wasn't getting paid. You know, it was paying me like I had just started learning what I was doing, you know, once we got to rolling.
Okay, so you weren't getting paid.
Yeah, I wasn't really getting paid. You know, I had to create the whole job. Everything that went on, I had to put it all together. You know, where we walked and when we went. You know, once we got with Barry Hankerson, everything went to another level. You know, but still, I had already formed everything with this. Everything I had to create, and it kept me off the streets. I couldn't go back to the streets because the streets was raw for me. I was raw.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to play the streets. Streets were one way for me with the streets, and that's real. One way with the streets, and that's to go down with it. You know,
okay,
I just want to be more valuable there. So I stayed with it. You know, at that time, okay, yeah, that's what I was making.
Oh, okay, all right. And are you and Kelly still communicating? Y'all still friends?
I haven't talked to Robert in about 6 or 7 years. You know, but it's been about 6 or 7 years. Yeah. But you know, that was like my, you know, we like family to some extent, but you know, it's just where I am with this, you know.
So what made you decide to write the book?
Well, I was sat down, you know, I went to prison, you know, after I broke up with, after I left R. Kelly, you know, it's like my life went down a different direction. I had like 4 kids, you know. And I'm a single parent, so, you know, it took a different toll. You'd see my life went a different direction. So it's like when I was sat down in the joint, I had a different frame of mind. My frame of mind was to just, I was just going to come out hard, at it, you know, and that was my frame of mind. So, you know.
So basically you said.
Yeah, I was sat down to do this. Yeah, I was sat down to do this, yeah.
Yeah, you started thinking about life when you was in there. So you decided to write a book. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah. Well, I was sat down. I didn't have nothing else to do but that. Then, when, you know, a whole walk in there, I was like put down. I was sat down in the cell, right? I was sat in the cell, man, because I was always fighting. See, I said that's another page.
Right. So basically,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You basically thought about life, what you've been through, so you decided to write a book.
Yeah.
Right.
I sat
okay.
there, man. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much it. It rounds it up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, is the book all right with you so far, Teresa?
So far, so good. I'm loving it. You know.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And you know, life is short, so I don't know. Maybe you need to, you know, if you or R. Kelly, you know, need to, you know, get in contact.
Make a man.
With it.
Yeah.
Right. Life
well, you,
is short.
Well,
so I
well you see, in there, you see. You know, you see it in there that as you read it, you know, saying I'm serving. You know, to a certain extent, man. I'm loyal. My thing is loyalty, man. And I was loyal, you know. So I ain't got no hard feelings to nothing, you know. So that's up to R. Kelly.
Right.
You know,
right. Well, you know how to keep your
still
head up.
My boy, he's still the baddest man out there. He's just the baddest man out there. You know, I don't care what nobody say. He's just greater than that. If he go inside himself. See, we
Who
got people out here
book?
That need some help.
Do he know you wrote this book?
Oh yeah, he know I wrote the book. Yeah, you can go on, you can hit R. Kelly book. You know, I ain't gonna say all that, but yeah, it'll pop up on the website. Yeah, you know, it's been out for a minute.
Okay, well, you keep your head up, and I'm gonna enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you for asking all my questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the E-Buzz. For calling us, callers, wonderful.
Thanks, Teresa. I appreciate you, lady.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate you. Demetrius, so is this your first book?
Yeah, this is my first one, called. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's definitely powerful. I know you mentioned a couple of times that you had to really, you were set down to write this book, and I would say we're happy that you sat down to write this book because you just never know what a person will get from it. I think that you you share a lot of key things that different people can really use and make different decisions in their day-to-day business dealings in the industry with different folks. You know, I think a lot of things are a live and learn experience, and it looked like you really lived and you learned a lot.
Wow, man. I have. I've been through a lot, man. You know, life, but the Bible say welcome adversities. See, I'm just not learning that. If I'd have been smarter, I'd have listened a little bit closer and focused, and then I would have lessened my adversities. You see?
Right.
But yeah.
You know, and I know I read the book, and some of the listeners, they probably read the book. If they hadn't read the book, hopefully they'll go to Amazon or Kindle and get the book. It's The Man Behind the Man, Looking from the Inside Out. But it was some things within the book that really just, I'm like, oh my God, because I'm in the industry. I'm in radio and I'm PR, and I actually publicist to a lot of different people within the industry. And it seems like you got like royally screwed according to this book and so many ways. It's just so crazy. So you just from what you've been through, Demetrius, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to some young folks out there that's looking to maybe be personal assistant to somebody or manager to somebody without a contract? And, you know, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to them in regards to situations like that, dealing with friends and things of that sort?
Well, I would say one phrase. It says, you don't get what you deserve. I learned that. You know, that you do not get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
Mm.
See, it's so long. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can say. And if you look at it like that, and you don't have to trust people if it's business. You don't have to trust people. You know, I know that you can do this, but I don't have to trust you, so I want you to do it like this, you know, in certain situations. But, yeah, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
Wow. Those words are definitely powerful in itself. I'm going to have to start tweeting that quote, and I'll definitely remember to put Demetrius Smith Sr. behind it. But
Well, no, you can't put me behind that because the brother put me up on
that,
and that's what really changed.
Okay.
Yeah, Lafayette Carthon, he's a keyboard player. He told me that. He's an awesome keyboard player. But he told me that, yeah. I don't want to take credit for nobody's stuff, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
When he told me that, he was getting paid.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
I'm the one brought him into R. Kelly's camp. You know,
wow.
I was part of helping him, you know, come into there. And then he got 20, yeah, and he got paid. I'm like, he said, man, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. And I said,
wow. And that's definitely key. That's definitely key right there. So let's go back, if you will, if you don't mind, Demetrius. I want to dive back into the book because it's so powerful and gut-wrenching. So I just want to hit on a couple of things. Number one, in the book, you definitely talked a lot about the parties, the fun, R. Kelly, the fun, and the young girls. You actually mentioned the fun and the young girls. You actually said it, young girls.
In the beginning, it was young girls.
Okay.
In the beginning, it was young girls. In the beginning, it was like, they were young girls. I didn't know their ages or anything, but they were young girls. And it's like, wow.
That was my question. I was just wondering what the ages were because you were saying young girls. So I'm like, okay, were they like 15?
I would think about 15, 16. Yeah,
okay.
Just out of probably, you know, eighth grade or something like that. Or should be going to ninth grade or something like that. But, you know, it was young. It was early in the time, and I was singing. It all looked good, you know.
Okay.
Innocent,
wow.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's definitely deep. Definitely kind of paints a picture for a lot of people in regards to the situation that Mr. Kelly found himself in. With those cases,
you still gotta go into the book. Cause see, I'm not trying to throw blame on Kelly for being Kelly, because that's Kelly Walk. See, that's Kelly Walk.
Right.
Kelly Walk. We can't throw blame. Kelly's the best artist out there, man. I'm not trying to cut off. You can't cut off his gift.
Right. Oh no, we're not. We're definitely not discrediting anything.
I'm talking about even the people that discredit him for being the talent that, you know, that they don't like them because of that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's not a discredit of anything. That's a different, that's not a discredit. A discredit is somebody discrediting, like, you know, his talent. You can't do that. You know, if you want to fault him from
his, I don't want to be able to take anybody away from you know, I want to add people to, I want him to be adored as the artist that he is. I want him to be adored, and I want the gift that he is to be full.
You want him to be adored, but you know, you wrote the book. So, you know, you kind of, you know, I'm not one to be, you know, point the finger or anything like that, but you kind of contradicted yourself on that. But, you know, we'll definitely keep moving.
Not really, because it's further in the book that you'll understand that. Really.
Okay.
It really is. You see what I'm saying? Well, so you got to get to that part. That's all.
Yeah. I really do got to get to that part, Demetrius, because I told you at the as it was getting closer to this interview, I was speed reading trying to get through it because I wanted to be able to point out some stuff. But I do want to touch on another very sensitive part to the book, not just to the book, but of course to R. Kelly, to you, and to all, you know, her fans. You know, Aaliyah, you talked about her just a tad bit, and I wanted to read an excerpt that you wrote, just a one paragraph excerpt that was so touching, and it was just coming from you sitting talking to R. Kelly. I guess he was on his way to O'Hare Airport, and you guys had this conversation. So it goes like this. I think she's pregnant, he said, in a voice that sounded as if he wanted to burst out in tears. Oh, man, Rob, was all I could say at the time. Darrell McDavid arranged for a car to pick Aaliyah up at O'Hare Airport, and she had a hotel room available on arrival. This was crazy. How are we going to get through this without causing ill feelings with Barry Hankerson? How are you going to marry Aaliyah, Rob? I asked in bitter sadness. I wanted him to relinquish his idea on how that was going to happen. That was deep. That's deep. So I want you kind of paint the picture, number one. Who was Barry Hankerson to Aaliyah?
That's Aaliyah's uncle. That's Aaliyah's uncle. Barry Hankerson is Aaliyah's uncle.
Mm.
That's Barry's sister. Aaliyah's mom is Barry's sister.
Right.
Yeah.
So kind of paint that picture for that particular excerpt we just read. I know I kind of
I thought we were forming into a family, you know, what we were building, you know. And and when that happened, it was like it was a shock. And I was like, wow, man, we just still got to call Barry, man, because Barry and Robert was looking to be that kind of, they had that kind of closeness that I felt, you know, father son thing.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, man, maybe I'm a sucker for wanting things to work out, but I just didn't see any other way, you know. And and nice as they were and how far we had came in no time messing with Barry Hankerson, and it was just totally disrespectful. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, man, it was something that was caused. So, man, I always want to fix it because I don't know where it come from, you see. So,
right. Yeah, it was sad because just reading that part, you felt that there was really, regardless of the age and stuff, you know what I'm saying, regardless of that, you felt that there was, that he loved her and she loved him. And I know it was wrong, and I'm just, you know, on the outside looking at myself, but it seemed like it was such a sad story.
I felt like they could have been the one for each other. I felt that, you know, because they were so happy together. I was like, back to the big old kid with Aaliyah, man. He was like, where I was going to work, he was going to sleep, you see. And that was giving me a chance to sleep, you know. So he was going to work, he was going to sleep. He was in that studio, and Aaliyah was, they were serious. And then when they was together, they was happy. You know, even the mom come up, they was happy. We went out, we had fun, man. You know, we go to a place to eat, we go to movies, and, you know, it was just nice times, man.
So was Robert married at the time when he was with okay.
No.
Okay.
No. No, Robert didn't get married till after Leah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that part right there, I know it is gonna, you know, people are gonna be making their way to Amazon and to Kindle right there, because that was so touching. It really was, and it was so sad. So I'm not even going to get into what happened after that. They're going to just have to get the book. So have you got any?
I think it's a good book.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Me too. So have you got any? What kind of feedback have you gotten in regards to what you put in there about Aaliyah? I don't know if you're at liberty to share that with me.
Well, you know, you get all kind of different opinions from people, and they can add it, you know. And, yeah, I got a lot of haters out there that, you know, they call me snitching. But, you know, I don't care what they say. I mean, I think, like I said in my book, I said you have to reserve judgment until you've read it for yourself.
Right.
Because I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing none of that. I'm telling you what went on with me. I'm telling you, you know, I'm talking to you right now, Carl. I can go into a story. Because
right.
And now you're in it. You're in it, Carla. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it formed me. It formed me. My walk has formed me. You see, I've been probed. You know, and that's how I feel. You know, so it's you know.
Right. So how has dealing with and working with R. Kelly for up to 13 years, how has that really like impacted your life? And what are you taking away from that to like better your situation today?
Well, like I told you, I went to the joint. So for 5 years, I stayed in there. So it's like coming
was
out.
Oh, so was that recently?
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, so and then I've been out putting this book together. You know, finishing. I wrote it all in there. And,
okay.
Asked God when he felt like it was time for me to come out there, you know, to let me out, and it was right at that time that I came out of there. So, you know,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to put the pieces back together. It's like the only thing I know how to do right now is sing. So I'm trying to put, you know, I'm working with that, you know. So.
Oh yeah, because you sing
I'm putting
as well.
It together.
You sing
yeah, I'm
as
talking
well.
To the young brothers out here. Yeah. I'm talking to the young brothers out here, working with a few acts, man, you know, putting some talent together, you know, some good, man. We need that, you know, and I like
right.
being home, you know.
Right.
So it's all good.
That's
yeah.
what's up. Well, I definitely wish you all the luck. Demetrius is a great book. Definitely, listeners, go out to Amazon.com or can type in the Mini Honda Band, Looking from the Inside Out by Demetrius Smith Sr. It is R. Kelly's expose, and I have it in front of me, and I'm telling you, it's definitely a great read, and I read a lot of books, and I wouldn't just say it because he's a guest on my show. I'm just sorry. I wouldn't. It's a great book, Demetrius, and I really wish you luck with this. I'm going to give you a bit of time right now. For you. I mean, if you just say for some crazy chance, R. Kelly is online and he done found EOTNradio.com and he's listening to this interview right now. What would you say to R. Kelly?
Man, write a song about it, man. I tell him to write a song about it because that's what he'll do. That boy gonna write what he lives. And if you put the right picture in front of that boy, man, he'll tell a pretty story.
Yeah. Yeah, R. Kelly, he is definitely a phenomenal entertainer. I'll say we, one of our opportunity to go down to the Staples Center when he performed a couple months ago and actually with the review of his performance. And he is definitely just the way he, you know, sets his set up. He's definitely an entertainer. He entertains the audience. And from what you say in the book, he's always done that. Even from when he was 16 years old performing in a school talent show. So I definitely want to thank you for even allowing us to see that part of R. Kelly. And with that, I want to definitely welcome R. Kelly to come on our show and even talk about your book, you know, anything else he wants to talk about. And that's our formal invitation to him as well, because our show is a global thing, and it reaches so many different homes you never know. So you got to go ahead and put that claim out while you can.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the claim.
You really,
you got
really
the claim
do.
Because man, he's
so what's
able.
Up next for you? Yes, sir. What's up next for you, Demetrius?
caller, man. I mean, golly, see that fellow, man. I just want to keep my direction into doing the right thing.
Right.
See? And when I don't know what to do, I'ma sit down, and then because the word said he already know what's supposed to be doing. So if I sit down and wait on God, then he'll show me where I'm supposed to be sometimes. So you know, when I can't do nothing, that's what I'ma do.
That's what's up.
I'm pushing ahead to righteousness. I want to do things right, and I want them to plant a seed in me that's going to be right so I can help somebody else. That's all.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That definitely is. So if some of our listeners, Demetrius, are wanting to get in contact with you, I know that they can sign your books off of Amazon or Kindle. Are you online anywhere via social networks or anything like that? For them to connect with you?
No, I don't do the internet pretty. I got Facebook and stuff like that. You know, I got a Facebook, you know. I choose what come on there, you know. But
how would they find you on Facebook, Demetrius?
You have to go with Demetrius Smith. Demetrius Smith will pop up. You know, it's a lot. I think I'll pop up for the first page, though. You know,
okay.
So, yeah. And I got an email at smith.demetrius25@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Smith.Demetrius25@Hotmail. Yeah.
Well, that is what's up.
You know,
well, thank
I'm new
you.
To this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But you're definitely.
Yeah, I'm new to this, the internet stuff.
But you're definitely doing it, so I have to give kudos to you, and we're looking forward to your second book. I'm looking at the back of your book right now. So it says coming soon. So we definitely look forward to that.
I got another one coming. It's for the ladies too. It's for the woman. You know, I don't know
right.
if I could put my title out there yet, but you know, I already got it. You know, it's just a matter of me being, you know, sitting down to finish it. But yeah, it's something special because you
okay.
are.
Oh, that's what's up. So we definitely look forward to hearing something special by Demetrius Smith Sr. Definitely we need something special after the man behind the man. So we look forward to hearing from that. Thanks so much, Demetrius. I think, you know, considering he's about to leave and this interview, well, I think it was a pretty great one. I want to share with you guys
you.
A quote that he said. It wasn't by him, though. I can't remember the god name that he said this, but he said, and this is for the different indie artists out there that are even thinking about, you know, tackling something without a contract or dealing business in that way. You need to do this. Basically what he said is that you don't get what you deserve. You get what I done messed the whole thing up.
Don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. Yeah, you had it. Yeah, you don't get what you deserve.
You don't
get what
you
deserve. Negotiate.
You
yeah.
get what you
don't
can
nobody
negotiate.
Owe you nothing. You see?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Wow, that's so
and
nice.
You
well,
get out there and get it.
Oh, you better get out there and get it. And that's what the indie artists they better do. And this is definitely the era for it. So, again, thank you so, so much. Have a great rest of your evening.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it moving on. We're going to keep it pushing with some things that we love here, right here on EOTM Radio. You know what that is, right? It's the indie artist. Check out this, y'all. This is Element of Desire. One more again. Check her out. Welcome back to the Late Show, the E-Buzz with your girl Carla B. That's my time, y'all. That track right there was from hot new indie artist by the name of As It Is. She's actually one of our clients, EOT and Public Relations. She's gearing up for a South Africa tour, April of 2012. It's almost 2012, so definitely stay connected to all things EOTM in regards to As It Is. Once again, thank Demetrius Smith for being a part of our show tonight and talking about his whole life with the R. Kelly camp. And definitely a touching book, you guys. Make sure you go to Amazon and pick it up today. It's The Man Behind the Man, Looking from the Inside Out. I got the book right here, and I'm still reading it, and I don't want to even finish it because it's that touching, especially the part with Aaliyah. So with that, Al, that's my time. Make sure before you exit our radio page, you want to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows, because you're just not going to want to miss what me, my show, and all the other radio personalities under the EOTM Radio Network have in store for you, because it's definitely, as JJ from Good Times said, dynamite! Yeah, it's dynamite. Anyway, y'all, I'm out. Your girl, Carla B. Peace. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend.